Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Did you know today is National Social Media Day?
Social media, blah.
I get all my news from social media.
That includes social media.
And I've been banned from all social media.
Social media is still buzzing.
Get everybody's social media.
Social media?
I'm the only person in the house who gets social media.
Happy Social Media Day, everybody.
Even though it feels like it just about every day, right?
Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Show number 2145. Wednesday morning, only Wednesday, 6:05. Carla, as you pointed out, the last day of June.
It is.
Half the year's over.
Half the year. I had to go to buy some birthday cards yesterday over at Hallmark. They're putting up Christmas decorations because they start 6 months out. They have, you collect them.
Right.
It was like, you have got to be kidding me.
Didn't you just tell me a couple of days ago how many days left towards Christmas?
Well, it was 6 months. Till Christmas on what, the 25th?
Yes.
Yeah, 6 months.
Okay.
Now, less than 6 months, people. Hello.
Just flying by. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, it's only Wednesday?
I know.
Why is it? You know, we're going on vacation next week.
Because we're off next week. That's why.
And I think the week before anybody goes on vacation, it just drags.
Yes, it does. It does. Well, Mike, it's social media day today. So everybody, you know what? Get on there and overshare about yourself to thousands of people who don't know who you are. Send an accidental nude to your parents or a family member, and by God, enjoy.
Yeah. Huh? All right, everybody.
Celebrate.
Cloudy with a bit of sunshine throughout the day. High of only 98 today.
Yeah.
But weird yesterday and this morning as you wake up. Yeah, the rain was kind of nice. Smells good out there.
It was nice.
But sunshine and warm tomorrow. High of 106. They say it's going to be a beautiful 4th of July holiday weekend.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. 75 now. Find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All these polls and surveys that we talk about, in one, they found out this is real. But I tell you, I hope they didn't spend money on it. But millennials seem to think job advice from baby boomers is just plain crap and outdated.
What?
Baby boomers think millennials just need to get off the couch and get a job.
So wow.
That was the finding in...
What? All right. You know what?
You're old. You're lazy.
Yeah. Okay.
If there's one thing I think we all agree on, that is that robocalls suck. They are disruptive. They're annoying. Well, today is a deadline for phone companies to do something about it. Last year, the FCC announced a technology called Stir Shaken. That's designed to reduce the billions of robocalls we get. And why? I don't know. Secure Telephone Identity Revisited. That's STIR. Shaken. You figure it out, people. Signature-based handling of asserted information using tokens. Anyhow, they're forcing companies to verify that caller ID that pops up on your phone is a real ID.
Oh.
And it should make it harder for scammers to hide their number. Will it work? I don't know. Maybe, they say, but don't expect a big difference right away. But hopefully, as we progress, it will help.
Okay.
And a lot of people, of course, off on Monday, 4th of July. That is the holiday on the 5th. Should we just do that all the time? They do these surveys. They feel people out all the time. Two-thirds of Americans say, yeah, 10-hour workdays, 4 days a week, please, bring it on, please. Most people say they'd be just as productive, if not more productive, if they only worked 4 days a week. And again, in practice, in theory, it looks good, but in practice, I think a lot of people do it anyhow.
Yeah.
You know,
Jody, where she works, because of COVID, they did that where they every other week, I think they were 10-hour days and has every other Friday off.
Yeah, that's
she
it's
loves
very cool.
It.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. You know, it would be nice. Well, we'll have to discuss that in our next talks, Mike, in our next contract talks.
Yes.
You want what? Okay, forget it. Few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane 702-999-9900 or younginjurylawnv.com.
Carly, you had mentioned phone scammers.
Yes.
they're actually putting something together that might help all of us against phone scammers.
Yeah.
And we all handle them different ways. I like the way this woman has handled this scammer. I don't know if she's a newscaster or she's just pretending to be.
She sure sounds like one.
She pulls it off.
Jeez, yeah.
Listen to how she handled a recent scammer on her phone.
Hello, can I speak to Jeanette Reyes?
This is she?
Hello, Jeanette. I'm calling in regards to an outstanding warrant we have for your arrest.
I didn't know about that. Can I just pay for it now?
Yes, we can clear up this matter if you're able to make a payment right now with a debit or credit card. Go ahead with the number, please.
It's 3-2-1. Good evening. We are live on television right now with an investigation into scam callers. We have the FBI on the line. They are tracking this phone number as we speak. Sir, what is your full name again?
Yeah. You're right. She sounds like she is. Not sure if she is, but she could do it.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. I'm trying to look her up. Yes, I think that is. Yes. Jeanette Reyes. There she is. She is out of, D.C., I believe.
Okay.
Fox 5 D.C. There we go.
That's a good way to handle
that
a scammer.
That is great.
One. Good evening. We are live on television right now with an investigation into scam callers. We have the FBI on the line. They are tracking this phone number as we speak. Sir, what is your full name again?
Yeah, he's
Hello?
Gone.
Hello? I love it. 3-2. We are live.
Yeah. Like I said before, everybody handles it differently. We all have our little tricks, but I think that's great. All right, Huey Lewis and the News, Power of Love. We love featuring these people that take time out of their busy lives to set a Guinness World Record. Carla, this Idaho guy recaptured a record he had set before, but somebody else broke it.
Yeah.
For wrapping his wife in plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy did it. He did it in 1 minute plus 2.44 seconds.
Minute 2.4. Okay.
So,
all right.
So he had to go back and recapture the record. Here he is. The guy's name is David Rush.
All right, folks. This is what fantasies are made of. Beautiful woman. It's a ran wrap, and she's breaking a world record for me.
We got it down to 157 last time. Somebody just broke it with a minute and 29 seconds. They might have thought that was safe. However, it's not.
Go.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Close-up inspection all the way around. Right here, completely wrapped. Come on!
Yeah. A minute and 2.4 seconds. He wrapped his wife up in plastic wrap. That is love.
Honey, come on. Yes, isn't it? Isn't it? I would hope. See, I'll have to see the video because I would, I hope she was wearing some sort of clothing that made it easy to go around. Because if you're not and it's sticky, that might hinder your movement
a little bit
when you're making a sandwich out of your wife. That's
I get it. Yeah.
Jeez.
And the guy had said it before, so I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
They
were practicing. You know, all weekend long they were practicing. We're doing it again, honey. Are we really? Are we? Honey, I've got laundry to do. No, we're doing it again.
There's another guy that just broke our record.
Yeah, stand still. Stand still.
All right. It's only going to take a couple of minutes. And then how do you get out of that? Do you just take scissors and then...
Probably and just cut right up. But I'm sure
be
before he did that, she said, does this Saran make my butt look big? Yeah. Get it off of me. I don't like it.
I don't know why your first wife left.
Yeah, I know.
Or your second or third.
Wow. Yeah.
So there you go. Another world record.
Well, again, hashtag goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Carly, you have a statue that when people come over or if they see it in the background of a picture, video, whatever, You actually have to explain the little story behind it. And it's very cute, and it's very romantic, and it's about your dad and mom.
It is. It's a nude bust from, like, the neck down to, like, maybe mid-thigh with, like, the legs crossed.
Oh.
And it's very sexy. And as kids, we just thought, oh, my God, my parents have a naked statue in the house. And all my friends loved it. Like, the Rays have a naked statue. Well, I find out many, many years later that my dad and mom, my dad actually saw it at an art show. Mm. They were probably early 30s. And they decided to buy it because my dad, I'm sharing way too much, thought it looked just like my mother's body.
Wow.
And he said, truly, the week my dad passed away, he even told me that story again. He said, Carly, it was, my God, I saw it and I thought, oh, my God, that's your mother. Your mother could have posed for this. Because my parents, you know this from me talking about it, very affectionate.
Yeah.
And my dad thought my mother was the sexiest, most gorgeous woman on the planet.
Not to sound creepy.
No, I, well.
But your mom's very compact. Your mom was very compact.
She was very. My mom was like, I think she topped out at 5'2".
But she was
stacked. My mother was.
I didn't want to say it.
Oh my God!
But I would look at her sometimes and think, you know, when you would show me those pictures of them in their 30s, mid 30s.
How'd you handle those, Susan?
Right.
I know.
I can see where your dad's coming from.
Yes. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. But I have it, and I hate explaining it to anybody because it sounds creepy. And
but you have to.
Cute. And when your parents are that age, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Then, you know, they're old and
Anybody else?
Yes.
Do you have something in your house? Maybe not a statue.
Yeah.
A naked statue. But something in your house that when people come over and they see it, they're going, oh, wow, this is kind of cool.
What is it?
Yes. Why? Why do you have this in your house?
Yes.
And you have to. Okay, here's the story.
I don't know.
And then even after they hear the story, they go, oh, okay, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
All right, 702-739-9636. If you can relate to this, we're asking, what do you have in your house that when people come over, they see it and you have to explain it? Now, Carla has a naked statue.
Yes.
That her parents bought.
Yes.
Dad bought for mom.
Yeah.
Because, well, to be honest, he thought it looked like his wife.
Yes. Looked
your
like
mom.
My mom's body. That's why my dad got it. And yes.
I have a couple of things. One would be the Elvis bust.
Right.
From the Hard Rock Cafe, the original cafe.
Right.
That's in a place where people freak out a little bit. And then I have a picture, a framed picture from the Hawaiian photographer Kim Taylor Reese.
Oh, yeah.
And Morty knows who that is, of course, and a lot of people do. And it's a signed picture on the back, authenticated by a little number in the right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner. But there's a story behind it, and I have the letter that he sent along with the picture in the back of the framing. But again, it's, why do you have this?
You're right.
It's a naked, topless Hawaiian girl on the beach with a horse and wearing a hat that says Kim Taylor Reese. And he named it Nice Hat.
Yeah.
Because when I saw
that.
It.
Yes.
I said, Nice Hat. He goes, I have this beautiful woman on a beautiful beach. And you say Nice Hat?
Right.
I said, well, it says your
hilarious.
Name. Good marketing.
Yeah, that's great.
So he named it
Nice Hat. That's very cool. That's very, very cool.
So that's what we want to know. What are those things in your home that, now, Morty, it's a museum of the explanation.
Yeah, where do I start?
Yeah, I know.
You open my front door and you have, immediately there's
What's
a question.
That? What's that?
Yeah. You're stepping over stuff.
Why do you have that? What's that?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there one particular item, Morty?
Not here, but my home in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I have a life-size Yoda.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And the kiss coffin.
But that's not even at home, though.
Yeah, that's why do you have
now,
that? Why not?
At my residence here in Vegas.
Yes, I know.
My home in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, in storage. I've got, okay. Man.
He has many residences.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
One of our listeners said, I have a human skull. My kids are so embarrassed by it because I have skulls all over my house, but this one in particular is kind of creepy. I use it for painting inspiration. People use whatever it is for inspiration, and this is what she uses.
But I have skulls all over.
Why do you have that?
And what do you paint?
Head. I know. Maybe skulls. And I don't. I
underneath,
don't.
Does it yes. say Abby? Abby
yeah,
normal?
I know. Oh, man. Okay. Another one of our lists. This is really weird, and I would imagine, not weird, but it's interesting. Well, Mary said a 1936 Olympic gold medal with the certificate signed by Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
I said, did you buy that? She said, no, my great uncle won it.
Wow.
That is cool because he would have to, at that time, he was, you know,
yeah.
he was the guy. Holy moly. That's... That might be a winner right there.
I think so.
That might be a winner
right
there.
That tops the naked statue.
Yeah, I think it does.
And my nice hat story.
Oh, I totally think it does. Man.
With the certificate?
Oh, man. We got a couple other very okay. interesting ones.
That is awesome.
Ooh, that really is.
And to have it out like that?
Yeah.
Hey, what's this? It's a gold medal.
Yeah.
And the certificate signed by Adolf Hitler.
By who?
Do I have to explain?
Sorry, who?
Those things that you have in your house that you have to explain. It really could be anything.
Yes.
Because it's in your house. You have a story
yes.
behind it, and that's
yeah.
why it's there.
I had gotten a message from one of our listeners. He said, this was from Anthony. He said, when I was young, I was really into the Dukes of Hazzard for a while, so my grandpa... made me a trunk and painted it like the top of the general, or the top of it like the General Lee orange.
Yeah.
The number 01 and complete with the Confederate flag on it. As I got older, we moved it to the living room. And then as I got older, it's in my garage covered up now.
As I got older, I moved it to the living room.
Moved it to the living room, yes.
Wow.
Another one of our listeners, just came, let me see here, hold on. I have a screen. Okay, a screen that is on my bedroom door to keep the cat out. But for some reason, I get comments on it. It's a phantom screen. You pull it, from the side across the door. And I have to explain why. Like you say, it's in your house. So it's
yeah.
like, well, what?
I've seen those.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
My sister
like?
Barb has one of those.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
very
just a
cool.
convenience thing.
One of our listeners, Morty, you might like this. I have a 6-foot-tall Bigfoot statue. And I said, why?
Yeah.
I like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's why.
Tom, what were you saying?
I'm afraid that painter might be a descendant of the dude who signed the gold medal certificate. That's a creepy one.
What?
You know, however, I think we're the only country that skulls bother. I mean, like in Latin countries, Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, they celebrate.
Yeah.
Thank you,
right.
Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, very
you.
International. Yeah, but if you date a girl or a girl dates a guy and they walk in, oh, these are just skulls I used to paint.
Yeah, I'm a painter.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Well, what? Where are
I
you
think that might
me?
Be the last day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That could be a winner right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Skulls.
I have a friend who, when she and her husband got married, her mother-in-law, I hope she's not listening, had hand sculptings made of like hers. It was supposed to be hers and his as bookends, and she hated them. My friend hated them, and she threw them in her trunk, and then when her mother-in-law would come over, she'd put them out when she came over. And we all went over, and it was like, what is that? Oh my God, I hate these things. My mother-in-law's coming over tomorrow, so I had to put them out. They're supposed to be your hands.
Yes. Aren't they beautiful?
I know. Oh, yeah.
They're perfect.
Oh, they're great. Thank you.
We didn't register at the hand model
thank
store.
Thank you, mother-in-law. Yes, thank you, George.
Something
good
from
stuff.
Amazon.
Hey, Arlo, thank you very much for the pictures and some of the explanations.
So cool.
As he said, I think I have the second coolest pool in Vegas. There has to be something cooler, but... His pool is in the shape of a guitar.
Oh, it's really awesome. Really cool, Arlo.
That's great.
Thanks for the pics.
It's Michael Jackson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A couple of sports notes. Aviators lost last night 4-2, wrapping up their series in Salt Lake City back home at the Las Vegas ballpark starting tomorrow night against Sacramento. Big long series with them featuring fireworks on Friday night, Saturday night.
Okay, cool.
You'll be able to sit right outside on your cul-de-sac in the Republic. And
right,
watch,
and just so, watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aces are Las Vegas Aces, WNBA. Doing well, having a good season.
They are.
They take on the L.A. Sparks tonight in L.A.
All right.
And then board a plane, head out to Atlanta to take on the Dream Friday night.
I love the girls' names. Mm-hmm. WNBA.
Yeah,
they're like, you know, tough but hopeful.
Right,
right.
Spark. Yes. It's not a full fire. It's just spark.
No, what is it? But the storm, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are threatening, but not that threatening.
And the Dream.
Yes, the Dream.
And then Aces.
I love it. Yes, I know.
Well, we're Vegas.
Yes, that's right. Aces.
Why could they? The Queens or something.
Maybe. Yes, there you go. Well,
but they're having a good season either way you look at it. They're having a great season, so good luck. And hopefully good luck to both teams as they one comes home, one hits the road, so we'll see what happens. Cloudy today with a bit of sunshine every once in a while. You know how it goes. High today of only 98, but sunshine heating up tomorrow and over the weekend as we get closer to the holiday weekend. A high of 106.
Okay.
108 by the weekend, 81 now. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this was interesting. The NFL gave teams permission to use alternate helmets. This has been a thing for the past several years, so they can switch them out occasionally. I'm hoping the Lions switch theirs out to, like, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Maybe something like that. Maybe a winning team. That would be great. Can we just do that instead of our own?
Do something.
I know. I'm sure the Jets are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
So. Ariana Grande helping give away $1 million in free therapy. Applicants will be matched with a licensed therapist for a month of therapy. She's hoping it helps people feel okay asking for the help that they need. A lot of people are afraid to reach out, so that's a lot of help. That's really a lot of help. Very cool. Listen to this. Despite his Alzheimer's, Tony Bennett will film an episode of MTV's Unplugged Friday night, this Friday night, with Lady Gaga. The show will happen. It will be like early in, like 11 in the morning Eastern time.
Yeah.
All audience members have to be fully vaccinated and have proof or bring a negative COVID test before they can even get into this. The show is being held at an undisclosed location. They'll give it out as it gets closer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it will air. I guess they're going to see how it goes. But his wife says, you know, when it comes to the music, he hasn't skipped a beat.
He, you know, he is one of the coolest guys of that generation.
He is. He
still
is.
Around.
He's 95 years old. So, I mean.
Sounds, you know, awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he does. I hope he still does. You know, Glenn Campbell went through that.
Yeah.
Awful. And the same thing. Music is quite the healer, you know.
It seems
is
like
really,
it.
Really strong.
When all else fails.
Yes.
It always seems that music, especially with talented people like that.
Yeah.
I told you that one story. I took my dad to go see him over at Caesar's Palace in the old showroom.
Right.
He did something that I don't see a lot of people do. He put down the microphone and sang a song without a mic, a cappella.
Yeah.
And it was, you could have heard
that's
a pin drop.
It's cool. I'm sure, I know he's even said his voice is, you know, not what it used to be, but it's Tony Bennett. So, and if you get to see this, you just never know.
I hope so.
You just never know. Yeah, I hope so too. And this is cool. We will play this. Elvis Costello is defending Olivia Rodrigo. A Twitter user implied that she plagiarized his music. The guitar riff on her song sounds very similar to one in one of his songs. Mm-hmm. We'll play it so you can hear it. But even if she did borrow it, he doesn't care. He said, "This is fine by me. It's how rock and roll works. You take the broken pieces of another thrill and make it a brand new toy." it's not the first, you
I
know,
like that.
Not the first time someone's done it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people get very upset.
Right.
But no, he didn't care. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week that Courtney Love was mad at her because she totally stole her album cover. But Courtney was like, all I want flowers and a note. That's all I would like from you for basically taking this idea. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Winco Foods, your 24-hour supermarket low price leader.
Elvis Costello had a hit a while ago called Pump It Up. Olivia Rodrigo, as you had mentioned, her song Brutal. A lot of people saying just rips off Elvis Costello's guitar riff.
Yeah.
And it's so similar. Even Elvis Costello said, so what?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Know,
you take
that.
That's how rock and roll works.
Right.
You take the broken pieces of another thrill, make it brand new toy. And
that.
If you want to know what we're talking about, this is the song from Olivia called Brutal.
Right. It's brutal out of here.
So that's Brutal,
right?
And this is the Pump It Up from Elvis Costello. So that's it.
Ah, love that. Love that.
Both
Good.
Songs.
Good, yes, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Show off. I mean, I understand, you know, it sounds a little different, but well, you're right. It's Elvis Costello will say, yes, I get it.
Yeah, but, you know, she could have done the old Vanilla Ice thing. No. Mine is dun-dun-dun-dun. It's
right.
Different.
It goes down.
Different. Yeah.
Queens goes up.
So, it's totally
dun,
different.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, it's
there
totally
dun, dun,
different.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, it's completely
or whatever he said,
different.
So.
Yes.
But even Elvis Costello will say...
Yeah.
Whatever.
A lot of artists find that as a, you know, quite a form of flattery.
You would think.
So, yes, absolutely.
What did you say the other day that Courtney Hole?
Courtney Love. Yes.
Hole.
No, but same difference, really. Same difference.
I don't know,
Mike.
If you know, I'm wandering outside my comfort zone.
Yes, I know. Courtney Love of Hole.
Right.
Her band Hole. She, Olivia, basically copied her album cover.
And she was not happy.
No, she wasn't, but she said, all I want is flowers and a note.
That's it.
That's all I want. So
we'll call it even.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, good. I'm glad they could act like adults.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Carla, Diana's on the phone. What's going on this morning, Diana?
Well, I have a puzzle I can't figure out, and so I came to the expert.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay.
No. And then you called us.
Is there math?
Yeah,
is there math involved, Diane?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not. So on West Charleston, right at Grand Central Parkway, just before you go under the freeway, there over on the left side, there is a big blue sign, I guess, or sculpture or whatever you want to call it, and it's letters. My daughter's in the hospital, and so I've been driving up there for a month and a half, and I still can't figure out what it says.
John, do you know what it is?
Yeah, so I've heard from people at the county, because I thought it said something, too. It's not letters. It's just a sculpture. So it doesn't really say anything. It looks like it says Moulin Rouge, but it doesn't really say anything.
Ah,
well,
okay.
I've thought it looked like meow.
Yeah.
Letters on the end.
Right.
So clearly it's interpretive art.
Right, yes.
Yes.
It looks like letters, but it doesn't say anything.
Sorry.
And
no.
Then on the other side of the road is all those poles with white paint on the top of them that's supposed to look like snow-capped mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I avoid that area at all costs because I easily get confused as to how to go in what direction.
Yeah, I get that too. Well, I kind of had to figure it out, but it's just, I'm going to quit puzzling about it, so thank you.
There you go. We had an answer for you.
I know. I feel good about that. Thanks, John.
I called the county. I tried calling the, the outlet. They
right.
were thinking it was part of them, and nobody knew what I was talking about. So.
Well,
yeah, they told you. Call Mike and Carla.
Your favorite morning show, yes.
Well, I knew better.
Yes.
Knew you were the ones to call.
Yes.
You know how many other people have drove by that probably listening right now going, oh, I thought the same
that's
thing.
That's what it is. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because really looks like letters.
Now they all know better, and Mike and Carla won't have the answer, but John will.
Yeah.
In other words, it's another one of those nonsensical sculpture.
Exactly.
Right. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Like at the Aria where they have that sculpture of all those canoes.
Yeah. I know.
Where there is no water.
Why? I know
no
it.
No water around at all. Yeah.
No. All right. Diane, you have a great day.
Absolutely. You guys too.
And you know what, Diane, she mentioned her daughter's in the hospital. I hope everything's okay or going to be okay.
Oh, yes.
So just hang in there, my friend. Yes, right. Going by there far too often, so I hope everything's going to be okay.
But now we know what the blue thing
the
is.
The thing is, yes, at the thing.
At the thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A couple of quick stories. A guy in Maine got arrested on an outstanding warrant for this weekend for stealing from Walmart. So he gets busted, and then so he's trying to post bail.
Yeah.
He does it with counterfeit bills.
Well, of course.
So now they've added those charges on. So he's not getting out for the 4th of July holiday weekend.
Oh, those are real.
Uh-huh.
Those are real. See? Wow, okay.
Just made them myself. They're brand new.
Smell them. See?
Huh?
Wow. Well,
a guy in Wyoming was arrested after calling the cops to ask why he wasn't arrested. Apparently, he was so high.
Oh.
He thought the police raided his house, but actually, he wasn't even on the radar.
Okay. All right.
Until after he called. See, that's why. That's
what? Yeah. Huh?
You don't do drugs.
No, no. I learned it from you.
Drugs are bad.
Oh, man.
Hopefully he'll be okay.
Drugs are bad. Geez, sorry. My microphone keeps like snapping back this morning, and I don't know what's going on. We were just trying to have a conversation with somebody off the air, and it keeps snapping back.
Do you have one of those snapback arms?
I have a snapback arm. Yes.
Mic arm.
Yes. Yeah. And any other place it would be fun, but not in here in the studio. So I listen.
Take it home then. Take it home.
I know. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Listen to this, because I'm sure I would spend most of my life in jail. In Kuwait, they arrested a man for complaining about the weather.
you would serve 10 consecutive life terms.
Yes, he posted a video and he said, I'm inside a dust storm right now. I can't see anything in front of me. Fine, Kuwait. Fine. Well, the government said he violated the country's restrictions on expression. Wow. And, he was arrested. I don't know how long he's going to stay in the clink.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that's not, you know, pleasant. It can't be pleasant in Kuwait.
As a lawyer, how do you defend that? How do you defend him?
I know.
Did you say it? Yes, I said it. Did you put it out on social media?
I did, but I wasn't. I didn't do it. I didn't hurt anybody.
I was kidding. Didn't you see the JK?
Yeah, though I do think people who say, is it hot enough for you, should be arrested. I think they should go to jail.
Well, we could have busted a couple of people last night at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sure. Is that hot enough for you, man? Hot enough? And, Mike, I know you saw this. There's a new weight loss device. It's called Dental Slim. And it just came out. It looks like a medieval torture device. It locks. It does. It locks your mouth shut using magnets. It goes on the top and bottom molars. You can only open your mouth 2 millimeters. Do you know how? That's a straw. That's it. It's a liquid diet. It comes with a key that lets you open it in case of an emergency. You can open that up. Ladies, no matter how much weight you lose, probably not going to be real popular with the guys. Okay? Yeah. Just saying. Just keep that key.
And on the flip side, guys...
Yes.
Honey, I can't find the key.
I'm so sorry, honey.
I don't know what happened.
That's if you're married, Mike. That's if you're married.
Exactly.
I lost the key. Honey, I'm so sorry. But yeah, if you're dating, ladies, have that around your neck. How about that? Wow. It's the key. Yeah. It's the key. No, I like you. I need the key. It's the key.
Here's the key. Now I'm ready.
It's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Mm-hmm. of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. In Wichita, Kansas, Diane Kiltz went out to have a little something to eat at Red Robin. She's 75 years old, by the way. She was halfway home and thought, oh, Lord, my wedding ring is gone. Where is my wedding ring? I have lost it. This has been in the family for a very long time.
Oh, boy.
50-some years? Yeah, she's had it. Well, she called the restaurant, and, you know, I'm sure they said, yeah, we'll look for it. Well, they did.
What's the place?
They did. It's Red Robin, Mike.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Oh, okay. Geez. Yeah, Red Robin, Mike.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Love that ad, actually. Yum. Yep, the Red Robin staff, you know what? They just started digging through the garbage. And I mean digging through the garbage.
Wow.
Burgers and stuff and things and just checked all the garbage. Well, guess what? They found it.
No way.
They found it. Yes, they did. They found it. And, yeah, exactly. She said, you just don't find people like that anymore. She said, how do you tell your husband, guess what, I lost my wedding ring? And, I mean, I think you know this, Mike. You lost it, or yeah. you forgot to put it on one day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't at Red Robin.
No.
But
Robin.
Yep.
I like that. Yes. But you can, you know, it can hurt a lot of feelings. But
yeah.
She said, I'm just so grateful for them. You don't find staff like that. And I'm grateful that they were able to find it. And she took care of them. And wow. I don't know in what way, but she did.
That's amazing because you find a lot of people that just don't care after you leave. Even while you're there, you don't care.
Some of the trash, by the way, was already in the compactor. Ready to be. Yeah. Oh, man.
I'll tell you, that's a great staff.
Yeah, I know.
That works at the what?
Red Robin.
Yum.
Yes, okay. They do.
Good job. Afraid. I like
Again,
that story.
Fred, all three of us would be, you know, I'm going to look for it. I don't see it. Jeez. Wow, that's amazing. I love it.
All right. If you have a feel-good story, go ahead. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off. All a part of the Summer of Nonstop Music, the first of three music marathons. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. That about does it for us. Thank you for texting in, for calling in.
Yes.
And who was the guy with the guitar pool?
Arlo.
We have to post those pictures.
Going to, yes.
Of his guitar pool.
Really cool. I had to do a little cropping and editing. You know, I don't want anybody just, you know, climbing his wall and jumping in the guitar.
Right here in Vegas.
It's really cool.
Amazing. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company. We are back tomorrow. So do us a favor. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.